that you?
Gail, what a joy to see you.
What happened the last I heard you were living with your daughter?
We came to a mutual decision that it was best for me to go into assisted living. It really was the right decision. It's not so lonely as living with my family. It was a bit like a jail cell all day. They work, go to school. They have their own lives to live. I imagined they would come home someday and find I had kicked the bucket, and it might have taken them a week to notice. Still, I don't complain. So, I'm living right over there. With my cane, I can come to the park and sit here on my favorite bench.
Oh, we can meet here often. Oh, I'm so glad to see you. You're looking so well.
You're my oldest friend. So many have passed on.
Oh, we're at that age when it's going to happen. It's so serene here. I can just sit here, people watching. Much better than TV.
I do love to watch little children playing, listening to the water splash in the fountain.
How's your health?
Oh, thank God, still functioning. I need the cane, as you see. You seem to manage well with your stroller. I am so grateful for my health insurance. It costs a fortune on top of Medicare, but I don't care. No scrimping on health. Do you think it's safe here in the park?
Oh, yes, I think it's safe here.
Well, some strange characters here. I feel sorry for them, but they sometimes frighten me. Wouldn't hurt to have a few more cops. That's some government spending I support.
That and Medicare. I don't know what I would do without that. Well, I do know. I would die for lack of care. My bills are in the thousands. Crazy.
Socialism. That's what it is. Socialism, it's the death of this country. It just doesn't work. Look how much we're spending on Medicare already.
Ida, England, Israel, many other countries spend half as much and get better health outcomes.
I never talk about religion or politics. It's sure to cause an argument. But I will say one thing. This used to be such a nice park. We always felt safe and comfortable here. Look at those two over there. They're on that bench. Homeless, riffraff. We do need more police. Better hold your purse closer, dear. Why don't they have more police protecting us?
Why don't they provide a place for the homeless? Help them rebuild their lives?
And who is going to pay for that?
And who is going to pay for more police?
At least we get something for our money, not squandering it on some Cadillac welfare queen.
Have you ever seen one? An actual Cadillac welfare queen?
Many times.
When?
Many times. But, dear, you know my rule. Do not talk about politics or religion. Oh, it is so good to see you. I guess we both have acquired a few more wrinkles. Did you spend a lot of time in the sun or those tanning beds?
I never thought of myself as a sun-baked raisin.
Well, we must face facts. Time will tell. Let's call them wisdom lines.
That must be one of the advantages of being plump. The skin is stretched so tight there are fewer wrinkles. And who says obese people die young? You seem to be doing wonderfully well.
Oh, thank you. So many memories of you are flooding back. You always said the things others wouldn't dare to even think. I do enjoy my life. Serenity is the key. I just don't let annoying people get under my skin. I do wish I could walk without this cane. There are times I just feel like getting up and running away.
I wish I didn't need my stroller. Well, we must be grateful we can afford them. Plenty of people wish they could have them. God has blessed us.
Makes you wonder why God didn't bless people in poor countries.
God works in mysterious ways.
I was just pointing out that you're not satisfied to have the best of everything, but you compliment yourself by saying God selected you for special benefits and left others to rot.
Now, dear, mustn't talk that way. With that kind of talk, it's no wonder your daughter gave you the old heave-ho.
Or that your daughter wouldn't let you through the door at all. Ouch! Don't pinch me.
That wasn't much of a pinch, just like pinching a baby's cheek.
I'm a bleeder. Are you trying to kill me?
If I wanted to kill you, I wouldn't try. I'd do it. Here's another pinch, just to show you the first one was nothing. A pinch with a twist.
Ah! Ouch! I told you I'm a bleeder. Murderer! She's trying to kill me. Help! Call the cops, help!
God, what a crazy nut job.
Nut job? How'd you like my cane up the side of your head?
Oh! That hurt, damn you. How'd you like my stroller on your toes?
Ah, ouch! Stop it! My arthritis! Oh. You bitch! Stop it! Stop!
Not so funny, is it? Don't scratch me. Rip my dress.
Give me back my wig, damn you.
Oh, God, look at those old biddies go at it.
Video it. I'll call 911. Yes? Yes, hello? We need help. Two old women fighting in World Peace Park. By the fountain. The one in white says the one in pink is trying to kill her. Send the cops. No, no, we won't get involved.
Gee, well, if they're good with her cane.
Cops will be here fast. They're patrolling the park.
Man, that stroller is a lethal weapon.
They must really hate each other.
Maybe they're sisters.
I can't get up. It won't me.
Apologize.
This is the police. Break it up. Come on, you two.
Help me up, officer. She's trying to murder me.
I didn't try to murder anyone. Barely touched her.
So you admit you assaulted her?
She started it. She did it twice. I could die. I'm a bleeder. She knocked me to the ground.
Protect myself from her cane.
Put your hands behind your back, madam. We need to cuff you.
Me? How about Ida? I didn't do anything until she hit me with her cane.
Madam, if you didn't do anything, you have nothing to worry about. Just get in the car. You can explain it to the judge.
Why are you arresting me, picking on an old lady? Don't you have any real crooks to arrest? Can't you go and arrest a thief or a murderer?
That is just what we were doing, madam.
Officer, I've got the whole thing on video. We called 911.
Great. Thanks for being a good citizen. What's your name and address so we can contact you?
Our address is right here in World Peace Park.
Oh, so you're homeless. You know, it's illegal to sleep in a park.
Oh, we better not say any more.
So, what's your problem? Drugs? Alcohol? Schizophrenia?
Nope. Recession. We were laid off. Then we used up what savings we had. With the benefits, we can either pay for food or housing, not both.
They gave us phones for emergencies and to help us get jobs. But no one's hiring.
Officer, call me an ambulance, please.
You're an ambulance.
I already did, but they have several emergencies ahead of you. You see, there have been big cutbacks in services due to tax cuts. But they know right where to find you. I have to go back to the station with your friend.
Don't worry, lady. We'll stay with you until the ambulance gets here.
No. Go away. Don't rob me.
We have no intention of robbing you. We were just going to protect you.
Let's go before we get into trouble trying to protect the nasty old bitch.
Help! They're going to rob me. I know it. Help!